lowland. Yeah, lowland. You might have lowland that's not, that's fertile.
Mm-hmm. What would you call a field that might be used for raising hay but not much else? We call that a...
I don't know.
Did you ever hear of a meadow or prairie?
Well, I guess they have meadows, but we don't call it much down here in the South. We just call it a hay field.
Okay. What would you call land that's got water standing on it most of the time?
Swamp.
Uh-huh. Would that have trees in it or not?
Yeah, sometimes willows like to grow in swampy land. But generally, if it gets too much water, they won't live. And you'll see some of our swamp land with the trees all dead because they've gotten swampy and they killed them. You'll see them with stumps all. Mm-hmm. You see them going from here over to Mississippi if you drive by some of those places.
Bumming roads.
Mm-hmm.
What would you call a sort of a swampy area that's got salt water down by the Gulf?
You mean the sea? Seashore?
Mm-hmm.
Like down the Gulf of Mexico?
What about marshes? Do you ever use that word? Marsh?
Well, marshes, we don't have marshes up here. They're mostly down in the lowlands around Lake Charles and down in there.
Mm-hmm.
And South Texas around Freeport and Galveston, long enough. We don't have what we call swamps much.
Say if you had some swampy land and you wanted to get the water off it, you'd say you wanted to...
Well, you drain it.
What would you dig to drain it off?
Well, I had different ways of doing it. They're reclaiming a lot of land down here in South Louisiana now. I don't know just exactly how they're doing it, but they're reclaiming this land down there and building houses on it. I wouldn't want mine on it, but they are draining it.
Mm-hmm.
They build these draining. And they kind of are pumping. I've seen some things they're using that down there that they were pumping, seemed like. And I don't understand exactly how they're doing it now. They're doing it real scientifically now.
What would you call the thing along the side of the road to carry the water off?
The ditches, or drain ditches, drains.
And say if you had a real heavy rain and maybe down the side of a hill or something, the water washed out a lot of land, you'd call that a... Would that be a ditch, or what?
No, it wouldn't be a ditch. I don't know what you'd call it.
What if a whole lot of land's washed away and you have a real deep, narrow thing? Do you ever hear of a ravine or a gully?
Yeah, you might have a gully, I guess.
What, is a gully particular size, or what?
No, no, I wouldn't think so. I don't know. I wouldn't think so.
And a small rise in land would be called a...
hill.
Okay, anything else?
That's all I know I'd call it.
To open the door, you take hold of the door.
Knob.
Would you ever use the word knob talking about land?
Nope.
And something a whole lot bigger than a hill would be a...
mountain.
And the rocky side of the mountain that drops off real sharp. Kind of hangs over.
Cliff?
Okay. Talking about several of those, you talk about several.
Cliffs.
And up in the mountains where the road goes across in a low place, but up between the mountains, you'd call that?
Valley.